Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session. Another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Look, you got to sign up for the text alerts. If you don't want the emails, you didn't get the text alerts. I don't send them out every night. I don't send them out three times a night, a day, whatever. Right? I don't send them out a couple times a week. I figure you guys will figure it out. You know, hopefully you like the show. You've got the show tagged. You know it's coming on. And I do appreciate, again, the time that you spend with me a lot more than you can imagine. If you decide you got a few extra bucks you want to throw at the show, you don't know what to do with it all. You know, all the big bucks you got in the coffee jar. Go ahead, send me what you'd spend on a cup of coffee. Right? Send it. All you got to do is you got to click on the donate button there on the website, The Real Side. And I do. So listen, many of you don't know. I've been talking about it off and on. But seriously, soon here, got a little change. A little change of pace. Okay? You're going to change up the music a little bit. You're going to change up, the ads, the just a lot of little things. Do a little refresh. So don't get nervous. Don't get crazy on me. A lot of the good guests. I got Rick Green, great guest to have on a regular basis. Love Rick. His information, his knowledge of the Constitution, it's just amazing. You know, I mean, the information that he has and that he knows, and he'll tell you, I'm no genius. I just work at it. I have spent time reading it. It doesn't require a college degree or a college education. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. There's been a suggestion, which I just think is great. Councilman Joe Borelli out of New York. He's asked President Trump to immediately revoke the $600 federal supplemental unemployment insurance benefit for people arrested for looting. If you've been arrested for looting, or breaking curfew, or any of that stuff, they should pull that money. Listen, how much money does it cost? You know, it's a no-bail thing. Sometimes they're not even really pressing charges. They're holding you for a little while and letting you go. How much did it cost to do that? What do we have to pay for that? So he's asked President Trump to immediately revoke the $600. I tend to agree with him. Borelli's call to the president comes after several nights of looting and unrest across New York City and prompting Mayor Bill de Blasio and Governor Cuomo to order a citywide curfew. Now, the mass looting of this commercial property and so on some expensive areas, right? When you talk about Fifth Avenue, I understand that's, you know, a very expensive area of New York. I'm not a New Yorker, so I don't know. When you go through Manhattan and Brooklyn, these people are burning parts of a church. They're burning buildings. They're burning things that are irreplaceable. Right? Why would you allow that to happen? Why would you kind of blow that over? It's no big deal. It's only some of our history. It's no big deal. I grew up a couple of blocks from the old Lord Church, probably half a mile from Paul Revere's house. I can't imagine. I'd be heartbroken if those places burned down. They're part of our history. Early history. No, and not our white supremacist history, but actual history. But it's only property, right? No big deal. Don't worry about it. Witnessing looters emptying Apple stores. Again, looters. Right? Only to be, when you look at what they're doing. I'll tell you what. I'm getting ahead of myself. But the thing I loved was some of the looters, when you watch them, and you see this, pay attention when they come running out of the store. Some of these looters would come running out of the store, and you see a group of looters jump on them and take the stuff away from them. I just thought that was great. So the robbers got robbed. It was just wonderful. And for you guys, maybe some of you fringe that are listening, when you steal an Apple phone or an iPad or any of those things, they have electronic serial numbers. You can't use them anywhere. You can use them sitting in your living room doing whatever. Right? And once this 5G goes through, if you think you can get away with just hooking up to the internet without using all that other stuff that comes with the iPhone or whatever, you're out of your mind. And I know some people say, well, you know what they can do? It's really simple because all they have to do is, erase and rewrite the phones? Maybe, maybe not. But do you really think some of these people have the IQ that's high enough to figure that out? So it's unfair and unacceptable that people who are furloughed from retail stores, right? I mean, a lot of these people have been let off now. They can't work because the store has been ransacked and ruined. So now what? They're going to go home? They're going to hang out till the stores are rebuilt till we get this thing under control? And we're going to pay them $600 plus a week because you went and ruined a neighborhood. Because you went and ransacked someplace. Now, $600 a week, if you recall, it's part of the $2 trillion benefit that was put out there by the coronavirus relief package. Borrelli said the $600 benefit should also be revoked for those who are arrested for committing violent crimes. Now, the White House hasn't commented on any of this yet. He said the citywide curfew began at 11 o'clock on Monday in response to protests. Right? The rioting, the looting, all of that, all through Brooklyn and Manhattan. Can you imagine what that cost? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Love to hear your thoughts. 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing
soybean plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone?
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Styling, violent, living it up in the
city. We are back. Listen to Real Title, GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You know what? Just being engaged, being involved, part of the conversation. I don't know any way to put it, but I really do want you part of the conversation, part of the solution, if you would. And there is a lot happening out there. You know, we've got people, that I'm getting phone calls from some people that in their little towns, little cities, and I don't mean that in a demeaning way. They're getting protesters coming in. Places that really, not that, listen, let's just be clear here. Not that I've ever said that nobody is prejudiced. That racism doesn't exist anymore. But you heard what Rick said, which is so true. racism, right? This, it's not the 60s. It's not the 50s. Has it been beat? Has it been wiped out? No, because there'll always be humans, and as long as there'll always be humans, there'll always be somebody who will hate somebody for their size, weight, male, female, sexual orientation, their color, whatever. That will always be here. You're not going to get rid of it just by saying, that's really bad. You should stop doing that. It doesn't work that way. It's too bad. It would be really, really nice if we could wipe it out quickly like that. It'd be great. I mean, don't believe for a second it's not what we want to do. Wouldn't it be great if we could wave a wand, if you would? And by waving that wand, you could get rid of, I don't know, racism, bigotry, prejudice. But then you'd be down to who? Who decides what racism is? Who decides what bigotry is? I mean, think about what the left has told you as of late, what hate speech is, what racism is. You can't tell me that just because they say this means it is. I'm not buying from you or anybody else, for that matter. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. We'll try to get you to see that it's not that easy to do. So that's why you have to get involved, you have to get engaged, you have to, you know, head up to the website, therealside.com. I try to give you information. Do what you want with it. I can't force you to take it. I can't force you to do whatever with it. Check me out, make sure I'm telling you the truth. I know you hear that all the time, and I say it because how many times have you been caught, whether it's with me or somebody else, giving the wrong statement out, right? So earlier today, I know it's going to make you guys nuts, but earlier today, I got a clip of President Trump, I mean, ex-president, what's his name? Barack Obama. Him giving a speech about riots and protests and that kind of thing. And I just thought it would be really cool to listen to what he had to say at the time. See how it's applied by the Democrats of today. Do they believe him? Do they think what he had to say had value? Don't know unless we hear it, right? Come on.
We saw yesterday. It is counterproductive. No. When individuals get crowbars and start prying open doors to loot, they're not protesting. They're not making a statement. They're stealing. When they burn
down
a building, they're committing arson. And they're destroying and undermining businesses and opportunities in their own communities that rob jobs and opportunity from people in that area.
Now, no matter what you think of the guy, okay, you got to stop and say, these are words of truth. No matter whose mouth they come out of, they're words of truth. And if Trump used these same words today, you know exactly what they would say to him, right? They would say, well, he's not black. He doesn't understand what we've been through. He's rich. He's got white privilege. So I say, you know, he can't win this argument. He's got to do what he believes is right, and he can't win this argument. Now, there wasn't an outcry when he called them thugs. When he said it was the destruction of property, the looting, you're nothing but thieves. They were okay with that. Well, that was Barack, you know. He got it going on. And you may not like everybody else. I'm going to play the speech because you may not like everybody else he has to say. But I want you to have the ammunition, if you would, you need. I want you to have the information you need. So when you get in front of one of these lefties who start to stay on you, you can say, whoa, wait a minute. You didn't say a word when President Obama implemented this. or did this. So either you are for it or you aren't. You have to decide.
Point number five, and I've got six, because this is important. Since Ferguson and the task force that we put together, we have seen too many instances of what appears to be police officers interacting with individuals, primarily African-American, often poor, in ways that raise troubling questions. And it comes up, it seems like, once a week now, or once every couple of weeks.
Now, we did stories around this time on racism. The black community, over the years, opened up and finally said they feel like race relations under Obama was worse than they were under a white president. And why was it coming up once a week? What was going down? What was happening? Anyway, I won't play the rest of it because I got so much more that I want to say, and I don't want to eat it up on this. Because he goes on to talk about the systemic racism in this country, and look, to Rick's point earlier, in the 60s it would have been easy to say that. Even in the 50s it would have been easy to say that. I don't think you can say that today. You may have systemic racism in certain groups, but you can't just say that America, the United States of America, has got embedded systemic racism. It is not a true statement. Joe Mancini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Prosecutors have filed a more serious charge against the Minneapolis police officer seen kneeling on the neck of George Floyd, even as he repeatedly said, "I can't breathe." The three other officers present were also charged in Floyd's death.
We got all four!
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison announced the charges against the other officers and the upgraded murder charge for Derek Chauvin.
George Floyd mattered. He was loved. His family was important. His life had value. And we will seek justice for him.
In Minneapolis, Floyd's son Quincy says that his family's request is a simple one.
I'm here with my family. We demand justice. My father hasn't been killed like this. We want justice.
The Floyd family and demonstrators united in a call to fight police brutality and racial injustice. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. We were talking, or I'm talking, I don't know about the rest of you. I don't know what you're talking about. I was talking about the, you know, when it comes to race relations, when it comes to trying to patch things up and pull people together, you don't do it by lying to people. You don't do it by stretching the truth. We've come a long way in a relatively short period of time when it comes to race relations in this country. Notice I say relatively short period of time. We're one of the youngest countries on the planet, right? And the strongest. So it's a big deal. And it's imperative that we tell people the truth, that we tell our kids the truth, that we, you know, there are some ugly times in American history. There's nothing wrong with telling your kids that. But the greatest thing about this country is we try to work through. We try to fix and right our wrongs. And we do things that are unprecedented with other countries. I mean, look at, you know, we're such a terrible country. We're so bad. We're so nasty. We're so mean. We bombed Japan, not once, but twice. We had the most powerful device on the planet. We could have brought pretty much every country on the planet to its knees. Why make two? Why not make 100 of these things? Right? We could have done Moscow and so many other places. But we didn't do it. Our goal is not to conquer. Isn't to conquer today like some of these professors, like these nut job professors have told your young kids, and you haven't told them any different. Bring up to them how many times we had the power and didn't use it. We could have taken over the planet. But we didn't. It wasn't what we wanted. And then after dropping those bombs on Japan, what did we do? We went back and fixed it. We helped them clean up. They attacked us. They brought the war into their backyard. But we went and helped clean it up. That's how nasty and mean and terrible we are. And you want to talk about racism and bigotry? It is the history of the Democrat Party, not the Republican Party, not conservatives. All the way back to what FDR did to the Germans, the Italians, the Irish, the Asians. Check it out. I'm not telling you. You got to check it out. Do some of your own homework. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So when you go down these numbers, and now they try to blame the murder of black people on Republicans, on white privilege, right? And then, and now there's a conversation about reparations for all blacks, right? $14 trillion or something like that. It's going to be work out to be about $350,000 per black person. Well, what are you going to do about me? Right? My family's from Sicily. We have black blood in us. Let's start off there. Number two is, my family didn't get here until the 40s from Italy. So how would we be the fault of part of the slavery thing? My family came here to get away from real fascism, not the fake fascism that some people say there is. So how do I fit into the mix? Because my skin happens to be white, that's it. I get lumped in with everybody else. I mean, my pastor, who was black, he still is black. He's just not my pastor anymore. He retired. But he did something I thought was wonderful at one point in time, because he talked about all this conversation around skin color. And he brought a bunch of, the church I went to at the time was predominantly black. So he brought a light colored black person, and I'm using his words, okay, a chocolate colored black person, someone who was black, and someone who was tar black in looking, you know, black. And he says, so which one do you hate? Which one is the curse? Which color, right? I mean, he was trying to make a point, which was perfect. It has nothing to do with skin color. I'm sorry, but it doesn't. I know that's going to be distasteful to a lot of people, but it has nothing to do with skin color. If we would truly, and I realize you have to be sensitive to the fact that some groups, some skin colors, some groups, some kinds of peoples, they do get, people are prejudiced against them. I get that. We have to help push back on that. But it's not doing more for one over another that helps them get to equality. It's when everybody is treated the same, given the same opportunities. They will rise to those occasions. They will take over those seats. If you've got an admissions team at a college, and they seem to only be letting, I don't know, Asians in instead of blacks and whites, if you would, then the racism is in the team that's letting them in. Now, the college may have some guidelines that's making it happen. It's up to them to speak up. Or if they don't care, they prefer to have Asians in there, then that's what they're going to allow to happen, isn't it? They blame this stuff on institutions. Our founding fathers were prejudiced. You know, were white supremacists because, you know, when they wrote the preamble, when they wrote the Constitution, right, we hold these truths to be evident. All men that are white, that come from this part of Europe, that don't have the shade of white skin, that they're actually truly milky white. I mean, really? Oh, no. This code's in the Constitution. That's how they knew that it was only for white people. Okay. Right. The mothership will be back for you on Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? It just gets crazy after a while. If we allow people, if we help grow their passion, help them find what they love to do in life, help encourage them, give them an education, won't matter what color they are. They're going to make it. And you can look around you. You see it everywhere. Now, why the LA Times decided to lie, and I do mean lie, about a situation with, you know, black people being killed, black kids. Getting killed by the police is the leading cause of death for young black Americans and young blacks in America. It's not a true statement. It's a flat-out lie. Now, they try to break it down to numbers like, about 1 in 1,000 black men and boys in America can expect to die at the hands of police. Why? So if that's the true number, 1 in 1,000, then I can tell you, I mean, if they're telling the truth, there are only 9,000 black Americans in this country. Really? No, seriously. Because according to the FBI and other law enforcement agencies, when you put all the numbers together, only 20 police officers, I mean, only 20 unarmed black kids, young people, were shot by policemen. Only 20. And not that any number is okay, so don't get me wrong. But they make it sound like it's thousands. Thousands every month are being, like Sheila Jackson Lee would say, they're being hunted down in the streets. Our young black men are being hunted down in the streets by white policemen. Really? And how does that help? They get on Donald Trump's case, President Trump, for some of the things he says, but they didn't get on her for that. That was okay. Can you imagine any white guy saying, hey, if you're not willing to wash my car, you're not really black. You know, Joe Biden's thing, kind of. I mean, anything along those lines, anything as ludicrous as he said, that would still be the news cycle today. It wouldn't stop. I'd have to resign and agree to be tarred and feathered. There's no way it would work. But this stuff just goes on and on and on. And they perpetuate it because people believe it. Because it is the mainstream media, what's not to believe, right? An article, what's the date on this stupid thing? I knew I was going to screw up. I guess it was a few years back. An article said that Chicago loses more black kids than soldiers in Iraq gun violence. Let that sink in for a second. Right, they have more young kids in Chicago shot by drive-bys, stray bullets or whatever, than in Iraq. Soldiers in Iraq, I should say. Joe Basilios, back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We're back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Listen, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. You know, or you can sign up for the email blast, right? Just go to the website, therealside.com. There's a place there that says, hey, you sign up right there. I only send out one a week. It lets you know, the stories we're going to be covering, stories we've already covered, maybe things that we've already posted. But you really need to be informed. You need to decide what you want to go out and fight against, push against, be part of. Please don't just be, a hearer, if you would. You know what the Bible says, don't be just a hearer of the word, do the word too. So when you hear these things, don't just hop on the keyboard to Facebook. Right? You got to go further than that. What you want to do is you want to, find a cause that's close to your heart. Find one that you know that you can sink your teeth into, that you can get behind, that you can really speak to, that you have a passion for, and let it rip. Because when you start chasing all these things that irritate you, you really don't get anything done. You're just running around the place chasing like the cat chases a red pointer on the wall, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Talking about a recent article about the L.A. Times that said that, teens are twice as likely, black teens are twice as likely to be gunned down and shot by police officers than any other. It makes no sense. Absolutely none. They try to justify it by saying, you know, about 1 in 1,000 black men and boys in America can expect to die at the hands of the police. Not a true number. The analysis also showed that Latino men and boys, black women, and girls, and Native American men, women, and children are also killed by police at higher rates than their white peers. Where do they get their information? Seriously. Well, the study leader was Frank Edwards from Rutgers University, which is really interesting because why didn't the paper just simply go to the FBI stats, crime stats, right? Now, Frank's got a PhD in sociology. He joined Rutgers University's Newark School of Crime Justice. He started there in 2018. But his work focuses on how, you know, the social controls reinforce inequity. Think about that. Come on. He's got his whole mindset is how already there are inequities. See, if you're working to get rid of something, can you imagine telling a young black boy or girl, you know, you're black, you got it tough, you have to work harder, you probably won't make it, you're never going to get a fair shake. When you get pulled over, just be aware that you're more likely to be shot and not come home. These are good things to send your child out into the world with, right? And I'm not the only guy that did this, but, you know, one of my girls in particular used to have his head, I'm only a girl, used to make me nuts. I finally made her stop doing it. Say, look, there's nothing to stop you from doing anything that I can do and any other guy can do. There's nothing that can stop you from what any human being can do. You just have to apply yourself. Show that you're better than the other person. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of the young people thinking that's terrible. I'm not better than them. Well, yeah, in some areas you might be. That's why some people get the gold, some people get the silver, some people get the bronze. And they'll probably do away with that if millennials have their way. Right? But this professor teaches how social structures affect social inequities. Right? He talks about child welfare, the criminal justice system, the welfare state systems that keep minorities down. I'm sorry. I know a boatload of people that started off, that are minorities, that didn't start off as minorities and change. They're still minorities. But decide to make a difference in your life and went after it. What's really funny is when you talk about people in poor neighborhoods, people that came out of the hood, right? That, I got to get this guy on the show. I'm not going to tell you his name yet because I can't get him on. But he talks about how he came out of the black community. He didn't come out of the black community. He moved out of an area called South Central LA. It was terrible at the time. And he got out of it. And the people that he moved away from, as he started making a better life for himself and doing better things, the people that were still there were calling him a sellout because he left the neighborhood. His comment was, no, I left the hood. I got out. I didn't need to be there anymore. I didn't want to be there. My whole goal was to get out. And if he made it big, maybe he would have changed something like some of these basketball players. Well, some do, some don't. Come back and get back to their neighborhoods. You see what I'm saying? I mean, you can get out of these situations. It doesn't matter what color you are. You know, I grew up in an area where, again, I realized it wasn't the same thing as being black. But we were, and some of you Italians can get offended, but deal with it. We were greaseballs. We were guineas. We were dagos. Okay, I mean, what is it, terminologies for Hispanics, what do they say, wetbacks and a few other things. We had our little choice. They had choice words for us, too. He's just a dumb dago. He's a greasy guinea. Now, I could have beat up everybody who said those things to me. I could have walked around going, oh, just a dumb guinea, and they're going to be able to get anywhere anymore. Might as well become a Guido, get in the mafia, get it over with. But I decided to get out. and decided to stay out. I'll put it that way. Getting out is easy. Staying out, not so easy. And there are other people like that all across the country. They get out of situations they're in because they want to get out of situations they're in. They realize that they don't need to be there anymore, and they beat their brains out to get out. Right? Now, I'm just going to keep going back. Just in this country alone, when you look at the numbers, now, they love to play with numbers. And when I say that, what I mean by that is, so you have a black man, black unarmed man, shot by cops. Right? Now, if you can leave it at that, oh my God, how could you shoot a man without a gun? Unarmed. Well, the five out of the 10 black people, black men, that were shot last year by cops, shot and killed, the cops were being threatened. They were either being charged in a vehicle, person had a knife or another weapon, they said, well, they didn't have to kill him to shoot him. Well, when you become that good of a shot, you let me know. One in particular had been tasered two or three times and was on so many drugs, he still couldn't come down. Right? Five cops were charged for manslaughter. So of the 10 that were killed, and again, not one life is acceptable. We shouldn't have to keep saying that. But because we have loons on the left that'll write nasty emails, we have to. Right? And in every one, the five that were not charged with, you know, manslaughter, because there were witnesses there from the neighborhood that said, no, the gangster, the thug was at fault. So when you think about this, again, running through, you've got to talk this stuff through, or else what you get is like $1 billion of damage in the streets of major cities. How about the 82 cops that were killed? Anybody? Anybody hear about that? Probably not. So far, this year. Last year, there were less cops killed. When Obama was president, there were a couple of years in a row that he was breaking all new records. You didn't hear anything about that, did you? Nobody was up in arms about that. This is what I'm talking about. You talk about real inequity? Real inequity is we don't give real information to people to step out on. That's what real inequity is. You don't give them the same ability to be educated. This shouldn't be. I'm not a believer in any kind of hand up or giving somebody a leg up. You get in there, you got brain cells like anybody else. If you didn't get the education that you should have got, or you were forced to go to a terrible public school. And it happens. We have schools all across this country that are failing our kids big time, but because of government schools, government education, they have to go there or else. Retired St. Louis police captain was shot and killed. Terrible. I mean, think about it. Black police officer, retired police officer, David Dorn. He's sitting in his store, his lifelong dream. Right? He's in his store, minding his own business. And he was murdered by looters. How did that support, how does that help, how does that push forward Black Lives Matter? They killed a black man. Pretty much in cold blood. They killed a black man while they was robbing him. He had worked all his life to do the right thing, and they took that away from him and his family. I'm supposed to support that? I'm the senior host. Back with you. Don't worry.